Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, September 5th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of government and politics news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Hershey Forms Exploratory Committee will weigh run for governor. Senate Minority Leader Stephen S. Hershey has formed an exploratory committee to weigh a 2026 bid for governor, aiming to bring balance to a state he believes has shifted too far left under Democratic control. Hershey plans to decide before the year ends whether to challenge incumbent Governor Wes Moore, the likely Democratic nominee. Hershey emphasized the importance of providing real competition to Democrats and offering voters a choice for a more balanced Maryland. His decision was solidified after Democrat Ed Hale Sr. announced a party switch to run as a Republican, acknowledging the challenge of beating Moore in a Democratic primary. Hershey sees his potential candidacy as a way to restore balance and moderation in the state.
Adams and Reese hires Tennessee legislative leader Holt Witt to bolster government relations team. Adams and Reese welcomes Holt Witt as a government relations advisor in their Nashville office. With over 15 years of experience in state government, including as Assistant Commissioner for Legislative Affairs at the Tennessee Department of Health, Holt joins a team of over 75 attorneys and advisors nationwide. Known for their strong relationships, the team provides advocacy, lobbying, and legal counsel at all levels of government. Holt's expertise in Tennessee's healthcare industry is particularly valuable as the state experiences growth in healthcare innovation. His previous roles in state government and the Tennessee General Assembly have equipped him to be a trusted advisor and leader. Holt's addition strengthens Adams and Reese's commitment to helping clients navigate government relations and drive economic growth in Tennessee. Investor News breaks Money Show to host 2025 Toronto Conference on September 12-13. Money Show, a leading producer of financial conferences, will host the 2025 Money Show Toronto Conference on September 12-13 at the Metro Toronto Convention Center North. The event will feature sessions led by experts in economics, market analysis, and trading, along with interactive sessions, keynote addresses, and networking opportunities. Attendees can explore topics such as Canada-U.S. relations, Ottawa politics, real estate, metals and mining, and Bank of Canada policy. Notable speakers include professionals from Ayande Investing Group, ETF Capital Management, Wealthy Kids Investment Club, Fiscal.ai, Keystone Financial, Nine Point Partners LP, and CIBC Capital Markets. The event will also include Canadian Money Saver Day, a real estate investing track, and an exhibit hall showcasing products and deals. Money Show has partnered with IBN as the official media sponsor. For more information, visit Money Show's website.
State Roundup. Moore signs exec order fast-tracking housing construction. Powerline surveyors denied U.S. Marshals protection. Moore says he'll take federal crime help, but not from National Guard. Governor Wes Moore signed an executive order to fast-track housing construction in Maryland to address the current 96,000-unit shortage. The order aims to incentivize building more homes to combat the lack of affordable housing options. Meanwhile, a judge denied U.S. Marshals protection for powerline surveyors in Carroll County after alleged threats. Governor Moore stated he is open to federal help to fight crime in Baltimore, but not through National Guard deployment. Mayor Brandon Scott urged residents to stand up for the city amid potential federal troop deployment, while experts questioned the Trump administration's use of troops in American cities. Senate Minority Leader Stephen S. Hershey Jr. is considering a run for governor, and progressive groups endorsed Will Jawando for Montgomery County Executive. Baltimore will pay the state $3.3 million to relieve debt from three closed schools, and consumer advocates seek relief as electric rates rise in Maryland. Grungolaw holds second annual mini-golf invitational. Grungolaw recently hosted the second annual mini-golf invitational at North Beach Mini Golf in Atlantic City, bringing together families, friends, and local creators. Alumni players Chris Therrien and Riley Coate joined the celebration with the Grungolaw team and fans. The event featured raffles with prizes from community favorites like Lakes Coffee and Mike's Seafood. Winners took home tickets to Phillies and Flyers games, a Lumi Max, and more. The day ended with food reviews from Mike and PJ, highlighting Cuzzy's steaks and tailor-made treats. Local content creators and media professionals also captured highlights of the event. Grungolaw's founder, Richard Grungo, expressed excitement about bringing the community together for fun and friendly competition, supporting local businesses, and celebrating local talent. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.